LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Vincent in traffic. Hit two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. His arms. They clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles gets in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Bensman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. Intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly for court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontez Roberts! Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow! And we hope this upcoming game here on scoresbroadcast.com is every bit as exciting as that Sydney Vandalia-Butler game. Highlights from that contest you just heard. Tonight, in the second of our doubleheader, it's Fairlawn versus Jackson Center. At stake, a berth in the sectional championship of the upper bracket on Friday night at 7 against Rushi. Fairlawn and Jackson Center both playing very good ball here in the sectional tournament. Tigers thumping Mississinewa Valley by a final score of 47-21. The Jets defeating Triad in a mild upset, 58-45. Jackson Center topped Fairlawn twice in the regular season. Has had a history of putting the defense on Fairlawn, even when Nate Lessing was at the controls for the Jets. Will be interesting to see what Jackson Center does with Fairlawn tonight. It's not the same a terrific team that head coach Scott Elkert has had in recent years. It's a Jackson Center team, of course, or I should say a Fairlawn team, of course, without Nate Lessing. But nonetheless, the two teams are playing a real good brand of basketball right now. And the Jets are peaking at the right time. The two freshmen look like seasoned juniors. The Piper twins, Chuck.
Yeah, they're good.
Are hardly ninth graders anymore.
They're fun to watch, and I'll tell you what, I hope they got some help coming along behind them, because these two are going to be outstanding basketball players, but they can't do it by themselves.
Nope.
But tonight you got Hickman, you got Brodigam, and then you got the two Piper twins. Those four together, and then you throw DJ Graves into the mix, you throw Stephen Blanford into the mix. It's a pretty good basketball team. I mean, they have the ability to go a ways in this thing.
Drew Brodigam was just spectacular at the free throw line in the win over Triad. He made shot after shot after shot. I think, what, 10 in a row?
Oh, let me find him here.
11 of 12 or something like that.
He was 10 for 10 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And to win tournament games against good opposition, you've got to make foul shots late, third quarter, fourth quarter. You've got to be 75-80% or better. You've got to make your one-on-ones. And when the game's on the line and you take it to the basket and the defense prevents you from scoring from point-blank range, you've got to be able to walk to the stripe with ice water in your veins and drain two free throws. And let's hope this game goes right down to a couple of free throws with seconds to go.
I would love to see that. Well, in that game, Fairlawn was 3 of 8 from the free throw line going into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They ended up 17 of 23. So they won the game at the free throw line.
A number of folks here, Chuck, at Garbury Gym this past Friday evening remarked that, not having seen Jackson Center, they thought the Tigers were super. That's just Scott Elkert style basketball, extremely efficient at both ends of the floor.
They're always going to play defense. Sometimes their offense struggles a little bit, but on defense, it never does. But you got on this end, you got Platfoot, you've got Christopher Elkert, who had two of the bigger bombs that I've ever seen in this gym to start the basketball game. But then you got Bryce Sosby. Bryce Sosby is two things. He is their leader on offense, and he is their shutdown guy on defense.
Some people may think that Fairlawn overachieved a little bit in beating Triad. It was somewhat of a shock, at least a mild surprise, to the serious.
To the Triad people, for sure.
No question about it. But that's the kind of game that, quite frankly, Fairlawn's got to repeat here tonight.
Absolutely.
Against Jackson Center in order to knock off the Tigers, who are a favorite, of course, having beaten Fairlawn twice during the regular season by a score of 47-39 at Fairlawn on December 22nd. And then later in the year, February 2nd, at Jackson Center, the Tigers won the 15, 48-33. So in those two games, Fairlawn could muster up only a grand total of 72 points. That's 9 points a quarter over 8 quarters, and that's not going to get it done tonight.
It will not. I mean, but there's nothing shocking about that. Every year that I've been doing this and watching Jackson Center, they have had someone defensively that bought into what Scott Elkert teaches, and they have been shut down defenders, and this year it's Bryce Sosby.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News.
Thank you.
We just experienced a moment of silence here at Garbury Gym, Pickwa High School. Looking back sorrowfully at the loss of a 6-year-old boy in the Fairlawn School District who passed away not too far from home after dark, two evenings ago.
Right, the floods got him, and it is just such a scary thing. As a dad, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, the relatives of the young boy were out looking for him. But you're right, Chuck. The overflowing floodwaters were just moving so fast. I mean, there were spots here in this area and down south along the Ohio River. You could simply not drive your car through it.
Yeah, no, it's really, really, really sad.
But very nice touch here at Pickwa High School at the sectional tournament here tonight as we experience a moment of silence for the young man and his entire immediate and extended families. Starting lineups being introduced, Fairlawn Jets in the road blue with white numbers. Jackson Center, the home white, black numerals outlined in orange. Starting five for Fairlawn, Skyler Piper, 6'2", a freshman. He begins in the opening five along with Steven Blanford, 6'1", a senior. Drew Brodigam, 6'3", a senior at the post. Luke Hickman, 6'4", a senior at a wing. And the fifth starter for the Fairlawn Jets is the other Piper, Ashton. Skyler and Ashton both in the opening five. Each one a 6'2" freshman. Thank goodness, Chuck, their numbers are significantly different at 22 and 10.
I'll tell you what, the other night, they took turns having quarters.
Yeah.
One had a great quarter, then the next one had a great quarter. They are terrific.
If one of them had a number 8 and the other one had a number 9, I'd be in trouble. Jackson Center opening 5 is Trent Blackfoot, Christopher Elkert, Braden Eichkamp, Bryce Sosby, and Calvin Winter. Tigers take the opening 10. Jackson Center and White to our left. As you imagine this game on your phone or computer screen, here from Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Very good crowd on hand for game 2 of the evening. Here's Bryce Sosby entering the lane. Hooks a pass in the right corner to Blackfoot. Trent starts a drive, pulls it back out. Then rotates it to the head of the key to a teammate, then gets it back. Outside the arc of the left to Christopher Elkert. Elkert gives it up to Blackfoot straight away, 19 feet away from the rim. Now goes to Braden Eichkamp on top to Sosby. Sosby on the bounce. Bryce, little juke move. Fadeaway shot, foul line, front rim, hangs, no good. Rebound, Heitkamp, battles for it, flips it out back, center line, taken by Sosby.
And this is what Jackson does to you. They're patient, 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 and they make you play defense for 25, 35 seconds at a time.
Winner, Blackfoot. Calvin puts it on the deck, goes to Blackfoot, 20 feet away on the right. Bounce pass near side to Braden Heitkamp. In the post to Sosby, doubled momentarily. Feeds it back out to Blackfoot, who enters the lane. Off balance, fadeaway 12-footer, hit the back rim. No good. Rebound, Brodigam of Fairlawn. And we're off and running. Jackson Center held the ball for 90 seconds. Got two pretty good looks. Neither one went down. Here's Blanford. Skyler Piper in the lane to Brodigam. Elbow in the right, Hickman. Back out to Brodigam, who tries to bring Calvin Winter away from the goal. Left side throw to Hickman. Foul line, Ashton Piper. Fairlawn giving Jackson Center a dose of its own medicine right now. Here's an overplay on the inside. Ball fed to Brodigam. Jackson Center didn't steal it and gave Brodigam an easy two-pointer.
Well, he did a good job of staying with that. It got on the ground, and he was strong enough to get back up through the defenders.
2-0, Jets in the lead. Fairlawn's got the ball, forecourt left. It's Heitkamp. He's guarded by Hickman of Fairlawn. 25 feet away on the right. It's Elkert. He lost the ball. Being run down by Skyler Piper. Elkert gets it back. Dribbles. Loses it. It's kicked on the play by the Fairlawn Jets, who are performing outstanding defensively.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not sure how he was allowed to dribble again because he just lost the ball. It was not knocked away from him. That should have been double dribble.
Yeah, I agree. It should have been a turnover, not called. There was a congested area out there near the timeline. We had a pretty good angle from here at midcourt on the floor. Shows me 25 feet out, goes to Elkins. Long, high-arching triple by him for Jackson Center. Hit the rim, climbed to the top of the backboard, came down to Platfoot. His stick back was missed, and Fairlawn retrieved it. Here's Hickman down the floor. Nearly upset and spilled. Feeds down inside to Blanford. Blocked on the play by Jackson Center. And then Blanford for the Jets goes over the back, trying to steal the rebound.
Fairlawn's had three or four real good looks to start this game.
Sure have. We played 3 minutes. It's 2-0 in favor of Fairlawn. We anticipate a low-scoring game. In fact, maybe the lower the better for Fairlawn, which only scored 36 points a game in the regular season against Jackson Center. I would imagine 40 will probably win this game tonight. Here's Heitkamp going baseline for the Tigers. Popping out to catch his Sosby straight away. He fakes left, goes right. Spin move. Foul line fadeaway. Off to the right. Rebound Fairlawn. Right now the Jets are playing real good D's. And the Tigers shooters are not connecting. Here's Blanford 25 feet out. Now catching Ashton Piper. Foul line to the jump shooter. Skyler Piper, no. Hit the heel. Ricochet to Elkins. He journeys down the floor to Platfoot. He spots up and shoots the three. It kicked off the rim. Rebound Heitkamp in the corner. Tigers have it back. And then Sosby is fouled by Skyler Piper of Fairlawn. Well, we played nearly half the first quarter, Chuck. 2-0.
Jackson Center's got some good looks. The ball's just not dropping.
Right.
The other night, everything they put up went in.
Yes. It's not been a stall, even though it's only 2-0. Each team working hard for shots. Both clubs playing very good defense.
Well, you said you wanted the Vandalia-Sydney game. They should be 2-1 at the end of the first quarter then.
Remember that? It sure was. It was 2-1. Butler over Sydney.
Two really good basketball teams. That was one of the more shocking first quarters I think I've ever watched.
Yeah, so much pressure.
Turned into a great game.
Sure did. Here's Calvin Winter straight away for Jackson Center. A lot of tension experience here at the outset of this game. Fairlawn much improved. Jackson Center improved as well. Here's Calvin Winter deep in the right corner. Checked by Hickman. Throws to Platfoot. Driving down the lane, Hickman rips it away. It's loose below the basket. Goes out of bounds off Fairlawn.
Winter threw the ball in there where Platfoot, he couldn't do anything with it. Got him in trouble.
Jackson Center, 14-9 on the year. Finished up 6-6 in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn was 12-11 after winning a sectional game. 3-9 in league play. Here's Bryce Sosby, another fadeaway jumper. Elbow right side, hit the rim, caromed away. Fairlawn, another rebound. Sosby's had three fine shot attempts. He zipped for three, unlike him. Down to 3:22 to go in the first quarter, 2-0 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a baseline drive of the Jets. A leaner by Ashton Piper, short, no good. He got the rebound back, fed it to Hickman. In and out on the three ball, Brodigham on the rebound. How about Drew Brodigham, 10 for 10 on free throws in the fourth quarter in the sectional opener for the Jets. He's got all 4 points for Fairlawn here tonight. Here's a fine drive by Jackson Center. It's Aiden Reichert who's in off the bench, and he exploded to the basket. The ball laid on the rim and it came off, and then Jackson Center climbs the ladder and fouls over the shoulder.
That was a really good move. He just didn't finish it.
Sooner or later, these shots from Jackson Center will start to fall. They've gotten some good ones. 4-0 Fairlawn, and we have played nearly 5.5 minutes. 2:35 to go, first quarter of play. Here's Blanford, 30 feet out. Goes to Drew Brodigan. Now D.J. Graves is in, 6-foot senior. Here's Hickman. Here's Brodigan in the lane. He squares, drives toward the rim, and hits it, and he's fouled. Drew Brodigan is a young man with broad shoulders, yet he's pretty shifty, built low to the ground. Jackson Center not handling him right now. Free throw by Drew is good. What a sensational tournament he's having.
Well, it's Drew 7, Jackson Center nothing here.
Timeout called. Tigers 7-0 Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Fairlawn Jets lead the Jackson Center Tigers 7-0. As Chuck said before the break, it's Drew Brodigan 7, Jackson Center nothing. Jackson Center Tigers have had some nice shots, simply have not been able to get one to roll down through the ropes. Tigers are making a few changes. Jaron Reese is in now, 6'2 sophomore. Reese had the ball in the arc, gave it up to Sosby 25 feet away. Blanford on him. Blanford fell down. Sosby doesn't drive. Gives it up to Elkert on the right flank. Elkert back to the basket. Goes to Sosby in the post. Opposite to Reese. Reese with a turnaround jumper in the lane. Hits it. He banked it in. Not a lengthy shot, but a fine offensive set.
Yeah, it made that a little harder than it had to be, I think, but he made the basket.
Good-looking play by Reese, the substitute for the Tigers. 7-2 Fairlawn. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hickman's got the ball 30 feet away. Here's a good offensive set. Lobs it down inside to Ashton Piper, who missed the five-footer. He went for the rebound, and somebody yanked his arm. Fairlawn Jets, Jackson Center Tigers. Both teams better than their records, no doubt about it. Jackson Center 14-9 with some real close losses. Nearly beat Minster. Almost edged out Rushi twice. And Fairlawn clearly on top of its game. Thumping Triad by 13 in the sectional after Triad beat Fairlawn easily early in the season. Jets worked the ball around with 65 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Blanford. Here's DJ Graves, 30 feet away on the left. Gives it up near side to Ashton Piper, who goes baseline, and Jackson Center steals it. Hickman dives on it, gets it back, feeds one of the Pipers in low. Might have been fouled. Shot by Ashton wouldn't go down. We got a loose ball below the basket, out of bounds to Jackson Center.
Well, I'll tell you right now, this is not something you see very often, but Fairlawn is out hustling Jackson Center.
Yep, Jets sure are, Chuck. You're right about that. Tigers being whipped to the basketball at the moment. 50 seconds to go in the first. 7-2 Fairlawn. Sosby walks the ball over the timeline. Picked up by Blanford, toe-to-toe. Now to Aiden Reichert. Baseline right, Sosby. Turnaround fall away, 15-footer. Swish! He's got it. You knew sooner or later Sosby was going to drop one in. 7-4 Fairlawn. 29 seconds to go in the first quarter. Blanford 25 feet away. On the bounce, outside the arc on the left to Ashton Piper. Comes back to Blanford. Yeah, here's Skyler letting one go. Got it, three-pointer. Skyler Piper swished a 24-footer. He caught the ball chest high in shooting position. He went airborne right away. 10-4 Fairlawn. Sosby, foul line jumper, beating the buzzer. Way short, no good. All Jets, the first 8 minutes, 10-4 Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack LeChuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McGee. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Upper bracket, sectional semifinal. The winner takes on Rushi Friday night at 7. Right now, Fairlawn leads 10-4, opening half minute, second quarter. Jackson Center on defense. Hickman foul line, twirling into the lane. He's double-teamed, flips it back out to Brodigan. Outside the arc on the right to Blanford. Straight away, Brodigan for Fairlawn. Foul line jump shot, but one of the Pipers, it is missed on the play by Skyler. Hit the front rim, back rim came off. Jackson Center got the ricochet. Sosby to midcourt. Tigers down 6. Heitkamp behind the arc of the left flank. Brodigan on him. Mid-range post area. Sosby's got it. Goes opposite to Platfoot. He navigates the middle. Flips it back right corner. Heitkamp right back to Platfoot. Platfoot 25 feet away now to Sosby. And we've got a travel on Platfoot. Defended tightly by Graves. .6:53 to go, second quarter, 10-4 in favor of Fairlawn. Jackson Center with some unusual turnovers for the Tigers so far.
Yeah, this is not a typical start for the Tigers.
25 feet out on the right, it's Skyler Piper, rotated left corner to Blanford. Here's Hickman, here's Brodigan to Skyler. Skyler Piper goes to Brodigan, elbow in the right. Now DJ Graves, Brodigan. They want to get the ball inside to Hickman. He's posting up in the lane. Brodigan popping out high to catch. Hickman being wedged in there between Calvin Winter and Blackfoot at the moment. Hickman comes out to get it, top of the circle. Deals it back off to Graves. We played 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Nobody scored. Brodigan to Skyler Piper. To DJ Graves, in the middle, Brodigan goes to work with Calvin Winter. Winter blocked it. Brodigan got it back. Shoots it up short, no good. Brodigan again, and the ball is clawed away by Jackson Center. Couple players shaken up. Here comes Platfoot down the floor. On top to Sosby. Sosby 25 feet away. Rough and tumble on the inside in that last exchange. Winter through the paint. Matt Elkert right back to Winter. Stolen by Hickman. Hickman dribbles up the right side. Winter tries to steal. Hickman still on the loose. Foul. Jackson Center. Jackson Center Tigers, amazingly, as well as they played on Friday, have only 4 points in nearly 11 minutes tonight.
They're playing very, very tentatively on the offensive end. Nobody looks like they really want to shoot it now.
Common foul. Fairlawn enters the ball. Playmaker Hickman. Below the basket to the right of it. Ball thrown on the arc to Ashton Piper. Lead pass inside to Brodigan. Good block on the play by Reichard. Brodigan got it back. Blocked again. Good recovery by Sosby. Jackson Center. Sosby romps over the timeline. Signals a play. Jackson Center's in a real tussle tonight with a fired up Fairlawn bunch. Here's Platfoot. Baseline to Sosby. Back to the goal against Graves. On top to Calvin Winter, to Platfoot, high arching three-pointer, air ball, out of bounds. Jackson Center shaken at the moment, trailing by 6, 10-4, with 4:52 to go, second quarter. Here come the Jets, Hickman in backcourt, he'll walk it across. No points in the second quarter. As I look at Chuck's scorebook, it is wiped completely clean. Hickman inside the arc on the right. Got a Skyler Piper. Ball given to Ashton. Ashton on the floor, near side to Graves. Graves 25 feet away. Lob pass on the interior, tipped away, stolen by Elkert of Jackson Center. Elkert dribbles up ahead, goes to the top of the circle. Veers off to the right to Winter. Straightaway Platfoot. Jackson Center trying to capitalize on empty possessions from Fairlawn, which has the lead 10-4. 4 minutes gone, quarter number two. Superb defense being executed by the Jets. Here's a baseline drive by Sosby. He goes beneath the rim, flips it back into Winter. Winter's got a layup right below the basket, but he coughs up the basketball. Fairlawn gets it and calls a timeout. 3:57 to go in the half. 6-point lead Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
What a ball game here at Pickles Garber Gym on the campus of Pickle High School. It's a doozy. 10-4. Fairlawn leads Jackson Center, which cannot find the range. I think Jackson Center, Chuck, is about 2-for-16 in this game so far.
I would say that's close. And then even when they get the ball inside, they can't catch it.
No. Last turnover was simply unforced. Here's Fairlawn with the ball 30 feet away, Brodigham. Brodigham on a weave to Skylar Piper. Skylar dribbles, looks for help. Goes to Blanford. At the elbow on the left, it's Brodigham. On the arc to Skylar. Bounce pass to Hickman, back to the basket, mid-post area, turns, overshoots a 10-footer. Blanford, the guard, came in and got the rebound. Fed it to Skyler, right back out to Ashton. 3:16 to go in the second quarter. 10-4, Fairlawn. Nobody scored in this period. An overplay, but Calvin Winter thought he had the steal for an instant, but he's called for bumping into the Jets player. Five fouls on Jackson Center. Two on Fairlawn with 3:11 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, that was Winter's second. They just put Reese back in the game, who also has two.
Hickman to throw in below the basket. Overhead pass, top of the circle. It's hauled in there by Ashton Piper. Ashton goes to Skyler, 25 feet away. Hickman on top. 6-point lead Fairlawn. Blanford at the elbow. Bounce pass, baseline left to Hickman. Jackson Center digs it off the floor. It's ruled a jump. Tiger possession. Ten to four, Fairlawn in the lead with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. I didn't make a mistake. It's not the first. It's the second. Points at a premium. Defenses are excelling. 30 feet away on the right. With the basketball, Jackson Center's Platfoot on top to Elkert, shot fake. Weaves to Sosby. Blanford's done a very good job on Sosby so far. Here's Aiden Reichert, 25 feet out. Spin move, elbow in the right. Foul line to teammate Reese. Here's a long three-pointer by Elkert. Swish! He's got it. Christopher Elkert tossed in a bomb. He had an open look. Tigers worked long and hard to shake Elkert free. And it's now a 10-7 game. 3-point Fairlawn lead. Hickman's got the ball in the left corner. That was the first field goal by either team in this period. Here's Skylar Piper on the arc, straight away to Ashton. They want to go to Brodigham. Hickman foul line. Jackson Center daring Fairlawn to shoot from long range. Here's Skylar. Here's Hickman. Ashton into the lane to Brodigham. Poked away. Jets get it back. Minute 45 to go, second quarter. 10-7 Fairlawn. Skylar Piper to Ashton on the arc. Here's Hickman. Puts it on the deck. Looks for Brodigham. Nothing there. Skylar to Ashton. Behind the arc. Now Blanford catches. Blackfoot all over Hickman. Brodigham being checked by Reese. Left side pass. Jackson Center. Blanford cross court to Hickman. Minute 19 to go, second quarter. Spin move Hickman. Right corner, Skylar Piper. 10-7, Jets lead by three, although Fairlawn's not scored in the second quarter. 65 seconds to go till halftime. Here's Ashton Piper, right side Blanford. Straight away, Brottingham looks inside for Ashton, can't get it to him. Now it goes to Ashton Piper, who turns, walks with the ball. Good call by the referee. Fine defense by Jackson Center. 58 seconds to go, second quarter.
Amazingly, a three this time down the floor, and the game's tied.
Right.
As poorly as Jackson's played on offense.
Yep. 10-7, Tigers down three. 41 seconds to go till halftime. Sosby drives, stops, pulls up, and drills a 15-footer. Two straight shots, two straight makes for the Tigers, who draw them within one, 10-9. Good play by Sosby. That's his favorite shot, at pull-up J from about 14, 15, 16 feet.
He elevates so well that he can get the ball over top of the defender.
He sure does. And Fairlawn plays pitch and catch on the arc with 18 seconds to go, but flips it into the scorer's table. And Jackson Center's got an opportunity to take the lead.
At the half, that was going to be amazing if they do it.
10-9, Fairlawn up one. Final 15 seconds of the second quarter. Here is Sosby 30 feet away. And the ball will stay in his hands. He'll make things happen. 8-7, Sosby fakes left, goes right, foul line. Bottom of the keyhole, below the rim now, in trouble. Flips it up, backward style, no good, but the tip is in by Reichert at the buzzer. Stick back by Reichert, who was Johnny on the spot. Halftime score, Jackson Center 11, Fairlawn nothing after a scoreless Jet second period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, before we go any further here on scoresbroadcast.com, we want to give a big shout-out to a 40-year alumnus of Fairlawn, Greg Stewart, who's now down in Marion, North Carolina, and Kevin Inman out in Omaha, Nebraska. The shout-out's coming from Lori Noop, who is here in the stands at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. She is cheering on the Fairlawn Jets, who have fallen behind by a point, 11-10, to Jackson Center. Fairlawn once led by a score of 10-4 at the end of the first period. Fairlawn came up empty, didn't score a point in that second quarter. But a big shout-out to Greg Stewart down in North Carolina and Kevin Inman in Nebraska.
Nice to have you listening.
Yes, from all across the country. I just received a text from a family vacationing in Arizona. 11-10 Jackson Center by a point. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Fairlawn was 4 of 16 from the floor. It's 25%. They hit, took two threes, made one, one for one from the free throw line. Jackson Center, 5 of 16 from the floor. That's 31%. 1 for 4 from behind the arc. Did not shoot a free throw. 12-11 rebounding advantage to the Jets. 5-4 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over three times. Individual scoring, it doesn't take long. You had three from Skylar Piper. You had seven from Drew Brodigan. They scored 10. Didn't score in the second quarter. They ended with 10. Jackson Center led by Sosby with four, three from Elkert, and then two each from Reese and Reichert. They scored 4 and 7, and amazingly, they lead it at the half, 11-10.
Chuck, the Fairlawn Jets are trying really hard to get the ball below the foul line, either Brodigan or Hickman. Fairlawn's collapsing defense gave, or I should say the Tigers' collapsing defense gave the Jets fits in that second period.
Well, yeah, it did. I mean, Fairlawn led for 13 minutes and 43 seconds of the first half. It was tied for a minute 58. Jackson didn't lead with any time on the clock because their shot went in at the buzzer. So they had zero time in the lead, but they have a one-point lead at the half. I love stats.
It sounds like Michigan State in football that one year. They won two games that season against Ohio State and Michigan. They didn't lead. They didn't lead in those two victories until the game was over.
Until they won it right there at the very end. Yeah, that's something. That's it. The only time it matters to have the lead is when that those double zeros come up at the end of the game.
Yep. That's our halftime report. Fairlawn down one to Jackson Center. Thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We thank Brookins Restaurant in Fort Loramie a lot here on scoresbroadcast.com. Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager at Brookins, he's doing a brilliant job after fine service turned in for 12 years by Dale and Joyce Barhorst at Brookins. Same fine menu, same tremendous food at Brookins. A few tweaks here and there. A late night menu has been installed by Carl. A lot of folks taking advantage of that. Many specialty sandwiches, roasted chicken dinners, pizza, the pork chop special on Saturday nights. You'll love Brookins, also ideal for birthdays, anniversaries, family gatherings, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60 with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Our Local Equipment Spotlight segment here now on scoresbroadcast.com. Local, which is located in Jackson Center in Shelby County, came to Ohio from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And Local promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 12 years ago. Tonight, Local recognizes the seniors in these two programs. For Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 12th graders. That's all. Braden Eichkamp, Bryce Sosby, and Mason Akers, the three seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers. For the Fairlawn Jets, DJ Graves, a 12th grader, Tyler Kelch, a senior, Stephen Blanford, a senior, and Drew Brodigam and Luke Hickman are seniors. These young men being saluted tonight on scoresbroadcast.com thanks to Jackson Center in Shelby County, Ohio.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 11-10, Jackson Center by a point over Fairlawn. Jets led 10-4 at the end of one. That's been the biggest lead for Fairlawn here tonight. Drew Brodigam pumped in the first 7 points. Jackson Center finally got going late in that second quarter. Here is Luke Hickman with the ball for the Jets. Down by one. Outside the arc on the left to Ashton Piper. Now Brodigan. Jackson Center's done a great job, especially the last 8 or 10 minutes of this game, clogging up the lane area. Fairlawn wants to push the ball inside. Can't do it. Overplay by Platfoot on a steal. Down the floor, hard to the rim. No good, short, but a foul.
If he fouled him, it was after the shot. Wow.
Great steal by Platfoot, far side of the floor, and away he went like an express train down the left side of the court. Right behind him was Luke Hickman. Platfoot was going so fast, he got the free throw stuck up underneath the below side of the rim, didn't get it up over the edge of it. Hickman was on his heels, and the referees bailed Platfoot out, called the foul on Hickman. His first shot was good. His second shot, no good. And Fairlawn's got the board. Tigers are up two. That was an iffy call. Here is Brodigan down inside for Fairlawn. He got the ball, a good feed from Blanford. Then he spun toward the basket. His arm was grabbed. I think as he was shooting, no, it is called a foul on the floor.
I don't know why that wasn't a shooting foul.
I don't know either. Chuck, I'm just mystified.
I'm not sure what he was doing if he wasn't shooting it.
Yeah, same here. Throwing the ball up toward the ceiling.
He was trying to hit one of the posters up there on the wall.
Yeah, it had to be a two-shot foul. All there is to it. In seconds ago, I don't think Platfoot was fouled. Here is Fairlawn heaving the ball cross court. Jackson Center's defense has got Fairlawn tied up in knots right now. And Luke Hickman just simply went airborne on that throw. It went over our heads into the first row of bleachers. And Jackson Center has thrown a shutout now against Fairlawn the last 11 minutes. Here's Platfoot coming off the screen. He missed the elbow jumper. It curled in and out. Rebound down to Fairlawn.
Got the shot they wanted, just does not drop.
Yep, sure did get it. Here is Ashton Piper outside the arc. Gives it up to Skyler. Right wing Hickman. Brodigam in the lane. Back to the basket. Forces it up. And scores! First points for Fairlawn in about 12 minutes. And we're tied up at 12. A dozen. Here's Sosby. Here's Blackfoot. Against Drew Brodigam. 25 feet away. Calvin Winter top of the circle. Hickman checks it. Aiden Reichert in the right corner, starts a drive, spins back out. That goes to Christopher Elkert. Deep in the left corner, Blackfoot. Rodigan on him. Here's Sosby. That's the matchup to watch. Sosby and Blanford. A near travel by Winter. He goes to Elkert. Here's a long three-point try by Riker. Hits it. Wow.
Freshman buried a big shot right there, didn't he?
Woo! Wasn't sure Aiden would pull the trigger. He did. And we're looking right behind him. We could tell it was on a string all the way to the rim. 15-12 Tigers. 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Here's Skyler Piper. Blanford. Ashton straight on. Hickman in the lane. Foul line jumper. Ruled a block for Blackfoot. Loose ball to Jackson Center. Thrown out of bounds. Miscue by the Tigers.
Can't stand prosperity tonight. Good block. Had a nice rebound. I don't know where he was throwing that.
Yeah, there was no reason to get in a hurry at that point.
Paul Bremingen was open over there, but I don't think he's playing.
15-12, Jackson Center with 5:13 to go here in the third quarter. Hickman looks to inbound. Goes to Blanford in the timeline. Now to Ashton Piper, loops it near side to Blanford. Sosby is on Ashton Piper. That's a real good duel. Here's Hickman, Rodigan, 18 feet out. Goes to Blanford, to DJ Graves. Jackson Center is aware there are three Jets players, maybe four, who won't shoot it from long range. Here's a foul line jumper by Hickman. Bouncing, no good. The stick back is good. Rodigan again. How many points for Drew?
Yeah, he's got 11, and I'll tell you what, he is the difference right now to keep them in the ballgame.
Drew Brodigan is a behemoth on the boards for the Jets, who trail by one, 15-14. Top of the circle winner for Jackson Center. Outside the arc of the left to Riker. Spin move at the elbow. Straight away, Elkert. Long bomb. It barely caught iron, and it caroms into the right corner. Traced down by Blanford to Fairlawn, which can take the lead with 4:15 to go in the third. 15-14 Tigers. Right side, Blanford. On top, it's Ashton Piper, near wing to Hickman. He finds Brodigan. He beats his man and puts it up and in. Brodigan against Winter for two more. And a foul was called. A foul was called. Count the field goal. Brodigan is going to school on everybody who tries to check him.
I'm not sure every time down the floor if I wouldn't just work it around so I could get him the ball in the lane.
Rodigan's foul shot is in there. How many free throws for Drew?
Well, he's 2 for 2. He's got 14 points now.
So Rodigan's got 12 straight free throws overlapping the end of the previous game and this one. And Fairlawn's up 2 now, 17-15 after the three-pointer by Rodigan. Here's Sosby, baseline right. Sosby comes back out on the arc. Blanford guards him. Sosby foul line. Squeezes into the lane. Flips it out back to Riker. Riker to the foul stripe. Steps back. Shoots the long two. In and out. Rebound Fairlawn. Riker was close.
17-15. The scoreboard on the other end kind of went dead on us.
It sure did. Outside the arc of the left. It is Ashton Piper. Blanford. Big possession. Fairlawn. Here's Hickman. 3:15 to go. Third quarter. Now Graves. Coming out to catch is Ashton Piper to Hickman at the foul line. Graves 25 feet away. On the arc, Jackson Center is soft on Graves. Here's Hickman in the right corner, spin move. Ball rotated cross court to Graves. Out of Brodigan between the rings. Jets up 2, under 3 to go in the third quarter. Drew Brodigan has been a beast. He has been a beast for the Fairlawn Jets in this whole tournament. Here's Graves, top of the circle. Ball thrown into Brodigan. Stabbed away by Jackson Center. It's loose. Sosby's got it. And we got a foul. And it may be ruled 2 shots against Fairlawn. Is it going to be 2 shots in the act of shooting plus 2 more?
No, that wasn't intentional.
Okay.
He was coming in from behind and Bryce stopped. And ball faked, and he went with the fake and came right up over his back.
So Bryce Sosby pulled up outside the foul line. He came to a halt on the spot and drew a lot of contact from behind. As Blanford's momentum carried him into Sosby, who was awarded 2. ball was not out of his hands, but he had it, had the ball up over his head.
Yep.
He was starting a shooting motion. The first free throw by Soseby swishes. The second one bouncing around, and it goes in.
That's a good shooter.
Soft touch, 17-17, 2:28 to go, third quarter. Graves to Ashton Piper to Skyler. Bounce pass near side to Hickman. It goes behind him. Out of bounds into the Jets bench. Miscommunication. 2:21 to go, third quarter. Now Jackson Center's got an opportunity to inch back into the lead. Midcourt Platfoot. Interesting guarding assignment. Drew Brodigham on Platfoot. It's been that way much of the game. Dribble drive into the lane. Soseby. Defender falls down. Soseby doesn't shoot. Gives it up though to Riker, who goes to work with the left hand. He missed a hook shot. Fairlawn's got the board. Snatched by Brodigham. Outlet to Hickman. Minute 50 to go. Third quarter. 17-17 tie. Brodigham loops it near side to Graves. Ball high overhead. Coming out to catch is Skyler Piper, Hickman, Ashton on the arc. DJ Graves to Hickman. Ball goes to Ashton Piper. Guarded by Soseby. Ashton gives it up and cuts through. Soseby trails him. Hickman elbow jumper. In and out. No good. Hickman had a fine look from 16. It was below the rim. Tickled the twine. Snapped out. Here's Blackfoot. Here's Elkert for Jackson Center. Tied at 17. Elkert, no-look pass. Broken up by Fairlawn. It goes out of bounds. 71 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 17. Baseline right with the ball. It is Riker to throw in. Blanford back on the floor for the Fairlawn Jets. And he'll substitute for Hickman.
Hickman has not scored. He's had some good looks. They just won't drop.
And I've got to believe Hickman will need to register points before this game is over.
I think if they're going to win, he does.
In order for Fairlawn to pull it out. Ball inbounded to Soseby. Soseby off a screen, and he buries a 17-footer.
Well, that was a tough shot. He had a hand in his face.
Vintage Bryce Soseby right there. A good switch by Fairlawn. They covered him up nicely. But a great jump shot by Bryce Soseby to give Jackson Center the two-point advantage, 19-17. With 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Graves, Skyler Piper, 20 feet out. Down to 38 to go. Graves gets a screen from Brodigham. Brodigham rolls, nothing there. Between the rings, it's Skyler Piper. Fakes left, goes right. Pulls up, doesn't shoot. Flips it cross court to Ashton. Ashton dives into the lane. A blocked shot, but a foul. Flatfoot commits it. Two free throws for the Jets. And if you're going to win this game and pull it out, you'll need to make free throws the rest of this contest. 25 to go in the third. A couple foul shots for Fairlawn, and it is no good. Shot missed by Ashton Piper. Hit the inside of the rim on the left and shot out to the right. 25 ticks on the clock, late third quarter. Second free throw, Ashton Piper. He cradles that one right down through the nylon. 19-18, Jackson Center up one. Final 20 seconds of the third quarter. Head coach Scott Elkert marks out of play. Timeline Soseby. Veers off to the right. Gets a screen from Jaron Reese. Down to 11 remaining. Soseby retreats to midcourt. He starts the attack again. He's still 25 feet away. Five to go. He lost the ball. Fairlawn's got it. Brodigham midcourt. Up the floor to Ashton Piper, who flips a quick 40-footer. Short, no good. And the third quarter finishes. Wow. Each team wound up scoring 8 points in that quarter. 19-18, Fairlawn after three on scores. Broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Here we go, the fourth quarter from Pequot High School's Garber Gym. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Upper bracket sectional semifinal. The winner takes on Rushi Friday night at 7. 19-18. Tigers by a point over the Jets. Bryce Sosby with the ball for the white shirts as we start the fourth quarter of play. 25 feet out, the ball given up by Jackson Center to Jaron Reese. On a weave to Platfoot. He dives down the right side of the lane. Throws one up errantly off the side of the glass, but he took a shove. And it's in the act of shooting.
He did get it up towards the rim, so.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, neither team is just able to generate any consistency out of their offense.
Free throws are big. Platfoot shoots it. A lot of rim. It goes to the backboard. It falls in. 20-18. Jackson Center up two. 7:34 left here in the fourth quarter. Second shot to Platfoot on the way. Same thing. Front rim, backboard, down through. Shooter's touch. He's got a soft one. And now Jackson Center has edged on top of three. 7:24 to go in the game. Hickman up the right side of the floor for the Jets. Coming out to catch Skyler Piper to Blanford. Here's Skyler. Hickman. Skyler Piper, Ashton Piper, Luke Hickman will need to be offensive threats, serious ones, the remainder of this game. Skyler fakes the jump shot, gives it to Brodigan. Back to Skyler. Brodigan between the rings. Right now, Fairlawn flustered offensively. Jackson Center's D's got him bewildered. Into Brodigan in the paint. A muscle shot from 5 feet. A big crowd in there. And Brodigan is awarded two free throws.
I go back to what I said earlier. I'm not sure why every time down the floor they don't wait until they find a place to get in the ball. He's either going to make a basket or they're going to foul him.
Oh, yeah, he's like a bull in there tonight. Jackson Center simply cannot corral him. The free throw by Brodigan is missed.
He's human.
Yeah, he finally did miss one after 12 in a row over a two-game period.
I think it was 13 because he made the first, he missed one and then made one in the first quarter of that game, so he had made 13 in a row.
Second shot by Brodigan. Too hard. Long rebound. Tracked down by Platfoot. Couple of big misses. Fourth quarter, you've got to make foul shots in order to pull out victories. 6:43 left. Jackson Center with it. 30 feet out, Elkert. Bounces baseline right to Sosby. Tigers up three. Sosby enters the paint area. Fadeaway seven-footer. Bingo! Bryce Sosby getting a hot hand. How many for Sosby, Chuck?
He is at 10 now.
And Jackson Center's got its biggest spread, 5. 23-18 with 6:12 to go in the fourth. Here's Hickman. Here's Skyler Piper. Three-point shot deflected. Might have been a foul. Loose ball in the lane. Whistle does blow finally.
It wasn't, might have been a foul. He got the ball and came all the way down his arm. Yeah, it was right in front of us.
I'm startled. That was not a two-shot foul on the long jumper by Piper. That was behind the arm.
Yeah.
That would have been a trio. That's big. Jackson Center did foul on the loose ball. Common personal Fairlawn throws in. Ashton Piper 25 feet away. Coming out to catch is Blanford. Right flank to Skyler. On top to Brodigan, 18-footer. It's banked and rimmed out. Tough break. Rebound, Tigers, who are up 5. 5-point lead in this game.
Seems huge, doesn't it?
Yep, with 5:38 to go, that's significant. 5.2 possession lead for Jackson Center, which has the ball. Riker, top of the circle, veers off to the right. Flips it back to Elkert. Now Blackfoot, 25 feet away. Takes Brodigan to the left of the lane. Brodigan slides over late and fouls. Team foul 4 on the Jets.
That's only one on Drew. That's a tough matchup for him guarding Blackfoot out on the perimeter.
Far side of the floor, Calvin Winter will inbound for Jackson Center. He zips it down to Reichert in the corner. Will he start a drive on Ashton Piper? No. Instead, he retreats out towards center circle.
Freshman on freshman.
Near right side, it's Elkert on the bounce through the top of the key. And Elkert falls to the floor. He received a little shove.
Calls on number 10, Skyler Piper.
Skyler Piper picked it up, and now that's the 15th foul on the Jets. Jackson Center is trying to sustain possession and perhaps get to the 1-1. And before the ball is inbounded, it's Blanford on a hold. Now we're all the way up to 6 fouls on the Jets. And the next one is the bonus.
Coach Tidwell did not like that. I thought he was correct. I thought it was a moving screen before he got held.
I'll tell you what, in the last couple minutes, there have been some difficult calls going against Fairlawn. And there's foul number 7 on the Jets. A baseline drive by Calvin Winter, I think, or was it Elkert?
Wrong. Reichert's going to shoot.
Wrong again. It was Reichert. And he's at the stripe with a 1-1. My goodness, in the span of about 30 seconds, the Fairlawn Jets went from 4 team fouls to 8, or to 7. Reichert shoots it up, and it lipped the rim. No good. Rebound down to Hickman of Fairlawn, which needs points in the worst way. Head coach Justin Tidwell gets a timeout. Fairlawn played a very good game. They need a fine finish because Jackson Center's gone ahead by 5 with 5 minutes to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Big shout outs tonight to a couple of Rushi sponsors. Thank you, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call 937-498-7282. Fairlawn works the ball around the top of the circle. Here's a long three-pointer by Skyler Piper. It is bouncing. No good. The rebound is out of bounds off Jackson Center.
I think they called a foul, which is correct. That was correct. He went flying through there and knocked him to the ground. That's going to be his fourth, and that was the correct call.
Team foul 6 on Jackson Center. And that was the fourth foul on Calvin Winter, who was replaced by Jaron Reese.
That was almost the fifth foul. He fouled Reese when he came into the game.
And they did collide a little bit, didn't they? 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Jets need points this trip down. Top of the circle, Hickman. He spins below the foul line, leans in, ducks under, rims the 10-footer. No foul was called. Jackson Center got the board. Here comes Flatfoot. Tough break. A lid on it right now for Fairlawn. 30 feet away, it's Reichert. Gives it up to Blackfoot. 4:14 to go in the fourth quarter. A basket here, but Jackson Center would make it mighty tough on the Jets. Here's a drive to Fogby. Fogby down the left side of the lane. A lot of contact. Is it a charge or a block? Defensive foul.
That's the right call, and I'll tell you what was nice was as soon as he felt the contact, Sosby got the shot up. He had no chance of making that, but he threw it towards the rim and got the two shots.
Very clever play by Bryce Sosby, and he misses the free throw. It circled the rim and hooked out to the left. 23-18, Jackson Center by five. Fairlawn, Chuck, has scored, what, 8 points? 8 points, just a minute to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, they had a scoreless second quarter, and they have not scored here in the fourth quarter.
And Bryce Sosby incredibly misfires
them both
twice.
Yeah.
Here's Heckman, baseline right for the Fairlawn Jets. And he twists and turns. Foul against Jackson Center, 1-1. And Luke Hickman's got to touch the ball often every trip down for Fairlawn. Free throw by Hickman. Swish! 23-19. Jackson Center by four.
That was Luke's first point.
Yes, he doesn't have a basket. As Sosby's two misses gave Fairlawn a bit of life. Hickman again. Got it again. 23-20. Jets back within three when Bryce Sosby could have made two free throws and pushed it to seven. 3:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Elkert down the left side of the floor, gave it to Sosby, who fumbled it, got it back. Here's a tough shot by Sosby. A fadeaway 19-footer, no good. Rebound Reichert. He scores. He scores. Offensive foul. Offensive foul. Wipe it out. Great offensive rebound by Reichert, but he lowered the shoulder, and Fairlawn gets possession.
Neither coach is real excited about the officiating right now.
That was one of those 50-50 calls. Flip your coin on that last one.
I have no argument with that call.
Fairlawn's got the ball down by three. 3:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Skyler Piper 20 feet away. Wants to go inside to Brodigan. Almost walked with the ball, but did not. Gave it up to Blanford. Top of the circle, Brodigan. Reese on him. Foul line, Skyler Piper. Near side, Hickman. Overplay by Flatfoot. Hickman down inside. Lays it up. It bounces around and trickles off the rim. Rebound tipped out by Fairlawn.
Boy, I don't know how that did not go in. And this kid's a scorer, too. This is just a tough night for him in his senior year.
Luke Hickman at a point blanker, and the ball danced around the rim, hit every centimeter of it, came off. Here's Jackson Center down the floor. Sosby got away with a big-time travel. Wow. Referees are missing quite a few tonight.
Well, you know what? When it starts to slide on the officials, it tends to slide the whole game.
2:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers up to three. Sosby circles into the lane, then circles back out on top. Handoff on the play to Jaron Reese. Between the rings of Flatfoot, they clear out for him. Flatfoot on a drive. He's tripped. 1-1 for Flatfoot with 2:34 to go.
This has not been an artistic game, but boy, it's been exciting.
Referees have had their hands full. There have been a number of calls which could have helped swing the game either way. They've missed several. Probably
missed one right in front of us.
Oh, yeah. they've free throw by Flatfoot, good. Second shot, he drills it. 25-20, Jackson Center by five. I'd say since halftime, there have been two or three missed each way.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's affected a win.
Here's Brodigan to Blanford, baseline right. A running one-hander. It's wide to the left. Rebound, Jackson Center. A foul as they were chasing Sosby. Usually not the man to tag. He's at the stripe. Last with a one-on-one situation for Jackson Center. Nope, that's foul number 10. He gets a pair. Two minutes, 18 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 25-20, Jackson Center. Fairlawn has had only 10 points in the last 21 minutes of clock time.
Well, you know, they got 36 twice in the regular season. They would kill for 36 right now.
Free throw is good to Sosby. Second shot, switch. And Jackson Center has stretched the lead out to 7. 4 consecutive free throws by the Tigers. And Fairlawn in trouble. 2:12 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Well, we'd like to extend a very big thank you to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We could not have gotten started back in 2007, 2008 without the assistance of LaCal Equipment, a founding underwriting partner. Jeff Bray and I simply could not have kicked this thing off. It wouldn't have happened. Thank you, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Thank you so much. Fairlawn with possession. Jets are down 7. Ashton Piper on the arc feeds Brodigham. Goes opposite to Blanford, who passed up the 3. Here's a 3-ball right corner. Swish! That's a big one. That's a big one. Ashton Piper buried one. A 22-footer. Fairlawn got a quick full timeout. 4-point lead, Tigers. A minute 50 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
And a big thank you here, on scoresbroadcast.com to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It gets athletes healthy and back in the game. The physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open on Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548 or go to wilsonhealth.org. Caring without limits at Wilson Health. Jackson Center gets the ball up the floor across the timeline. It was quite precarious. In fact,
wow,
an inch from out of bounds, Calvin Winter caught the ball on the other half of the floor, and head coach Scott Elkert was getting nervous. He called a timeout.
Well, he had two problems. He had the person with the ball at midcourt. He didn't want to have it, and he was so close to the sideline, that was disaster waiting to happen. That's a good timeout.
Situation is this. Jackson Center leads Fairlawn 27-23. Scoreboard clock is right now ticking down the seconds remaining in the timeout. Then it will flash the actual clock time remaining here in the fourth quarter, which is a minute 42. Still anybody's game. Anybody's game.
Oh, absolutely.
That was a big three-pointer by Ashton Piper from the far right corner a moment ago for Fairlawn to cut it from 7 down to 3. Here's Sosby playing keep away at midcourt. Jackson Center wants Fairlawn to foul. 1-1 for Fairlawn. Double bonus for Jackson Center. And the Tigers will toe the strike with 2 free throws here.
Well, that is not the foul they wanted. They had Winter with the basketball, and as they were yelling foul, as soon as Platfoot touched it, they were going no, 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 and he came up and bumped him. And that was the 5th foul on the wrong side, on Blanford, and he is an outstanding defender.
Yeah, Blanford has been superb defensively tonight. He has been trailing Elkert, occasionally Sosby. The free throw, though, by Platfoot is short. Jackson Center's missed some critical free throws in this second half. It's still a four-point game. Second shot by Platfoot. A lot of tension, and he buries that one. 28-23, Jackson Center by five. A minute 24 to go in the fourth quarter. Hickman up the floor. He's got a little lane right down the pike to the rim. Got it! Excellent drive by Hickman. 28-25. There's a deflection in backcourt. A steal by Carillon. A foul by Jackson Center. 1-1 for Ashton Piper. The full court press worked. A minute 12 to go. 28-25, Tigers. Ashton Piper needs to make the first to get the bonus.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a turnover by Bryce Sosby. You don't see him make very often.
These are big. Got to make the first to get the second. It is in. Lotter rim. Wasn't sure, Chuck.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when I was kind of blocked by the official. When it left his hand, it didn't look good.
It was off to the left. Second shot, Piper. Got it! 28-27. Jackson Center by one. 72 seconds to go. Pressure in backcourt. DJ Graves on Sosby. Still in backcourt, it's Winter. Jackson Center's in trouble. Winter can't get it across. Timeout Tigers. Or it would have been a turnover. The referee, I think, was to 8 or 9. Full timeout, Jackson Center. A minute 2 to go. 28-27, Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Chuck, a very good observation by you during the timeout. The Jackson Center's got a pass available against that press. They're not finding it.
No, it's over the top, and they're looking. They're going side to side. They're not moving it up the floor.
Right.
If they would get the ball and throw the ball, flash to the middle, hit somebody in the middle and throw it over the top, they're going to shoot a layup at the other end.
There's the key. Tigers have got to get someone smack dab on that Indians logo. It's center court. They haven't done it. And Fairlawn, defensively with the press, has stymied Jackson Center the last two or three trips up the floor. 10 players in backcourt, 62 seconds to go in the game. Jackson Center leads by one. Here's Sosby. He's 85 feet away. He circles, flips it up the near side to Winter. Winter steps across. He barrels down the right side. He's bumped on the play by Hickman. And now Calvin Winter has to go to the free throw stripe. He does get the double bonus. 61% free throw shooter on the year.
It'll be a one possession game no matter what.
28-27 Tigers, 51.7 to go. Winter bounces, shoots. He missed it.
Missed it is kind of a compliment to the shot. It didn't come close.
It was off to the left. Second shot by Winter. Box out along the lane. So important. Winter flexes the knees. Way short. What a rebound. Great job by Ashton Piper, who went flying through the air in front of Winter. That ball was coming back to him. 40 seconds to go. Fairlawn down one. Hickman's got the ball. Stolen! What a play! Outlet to Reichert, and he's fouled. Calvin Winter came right back with a defensive jump. Calvin Winter went to the floor with Drew Brodigan and Luke Hickman and simply, in a tug-of-war match, wrestled that ball away, flipped it to Reichert. He's got the double bonus, and he makes it. 29-27. Jackson Center in the lead by two. 35 seconds to go.
Sydney up 52-40 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Second shot is in. Front rim, backboard, and down through. Still a one-possession game. Tigers by three, 35 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Each team has made stellar defensive plays here in the last couple minutes.
Well, there's been three baskets scored in the fourth quarter. Everything else has been free throws. Two by Fairlawn, one by Jackson.
Now, the Jets will have the ball 94 feet away.
They don't need a three.
No.
They need to run some offense. I try to get the ball down to Brodigan to get in the lane.
Clock is running. Here comes Hickman, guarded by Platfoot. 29 seconds to go. Fairlawn down three. Hickman pops out. Platfoot right on him. Hickman's double teamed. Left corner to Skyler Ashton. To Hickman for a fadeaway three ball. It's in and out.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. It was below the rim. It was below the rim and came twisting out of the cylinder. Foul. Fairlawn on the rebound.
Well, I've seen him make that shot so often. And that thing, like you said, was halfway down. That did just a little too much spin on it.
It was a fadeaway three ball, a deep one from the extreme left corner by Luke Hickman of Fairlawn. It was dead center. It just would not go.
One free throw out of these two puts a real hurt on the Jets.
Here is Sosby. It is up for Jackson Center. He pulled the string. A short armor. No good. Oh, so much pressure. 30-27. Jackson Center by three. 16 seconds to go in the game. This is big. Sosby shoots. Got it. Tigers by four. Here comes Fairlawn. Hickman. Graves. 12-11. Hickman, head of the key. Off a screen. Double teamed. Throws it cross court to Skylar Piper. Baseline jumper. Short, no good. Rebound winner. 2 seconds left. Knocked out of bounds by Brodigan. And a foul. And that'll do it. Jackson Center survives.
Woo. Wow. That is the key word. Survives. When they went up seven, you felt like they had it. And boy, yep. Fairlawn did not quit.
Survival of the fittest here tonight. And by an eyelash, Jackson Center a little more fit than Fairlawn. 31-27. Winner, double bonus, Jackson Center, 1.1 to go. A lot of rim, no good. It's academic. The difference
he's
is
bringing
four.
Seniors out. That's a nice move by Coach Tidwell.
What a game played by the Fairlawn Jets. Luke Hickman had a game time three. Circle the rim at least twice. Go below the iron and somehow pop out. That would have tied it. With about 8 or 10 seconds to go. Second free throw by Winner is good. And the Jets heave the ball up the floor as the game comes to a close. It was a good one. We thought it would be a thriller, and it was. 32-27. Jackson Center endures the 32 minutes to edge Fairlawn. The Tigers survive. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, including LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, American Architectural Glass in Fort Norman, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. and gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney and in Troy and in Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And shout-outs to these folks in Rushi. So much gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company, Ken Francis, his staff and associates, and Superior Aluminum, Doug Borchers, his staff and associates, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, owned by Jolene Renderly. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc., Wells Brothers in Anna, has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. What a game it seemed like, Chuck. In the last half of the fourth quarter, Fairlawn had 2, maybe 3 shots, possibly 4, that were what you call the conventional in and outs.
Yep, well, absolutely. They were 2 of 10 in the fourth quarter. Jackson shot 50% in the fourth quarter. The problem is they only took 2 shots. They were 1 of 2. Fairlawn had their chances.
Yep.
And Jackson made some free throws late. Missed some to make it exciting, but
sure
they
did.
Made some that also won it.
And that's amazing. I think that word survive is very aptly put. When you take 2 field goal tries in the entire fourth quarter and you stave off Fairlawn and win,
right. That
is surviving.
Well, and that was vintage Jackson Center basketball right there. I look at that. Luke Hickman, the poor kid, was 1 for 10. He has had such a great career for the Jets, and he was 1 for 10 in the game tonight, and they were not bad shots.
No.
Most of them were right on the rim.
Yep.
He just could not get it to go down. And Brodigham had 10 shots. He would have had 20. he would have had 20 if he was playing for me. I don't understand why they just keep throwing it in and throwing it into him. That's what I would have done.
But. Because I think more often than not, you probably would have had to foul him. To keep him
one way or another,
to keep him from getting the ball to the iron.
Yep. No, I'm not critiquing the coaching in the least. I'm not.
No.
I thought both teams played incredibly hard. Yeah. It was not pretty, but it was an intense basketball game. That's for sure.
Credit Jackson Center, Chuck, for a significant adjustment. The first 2 quarters, the ball got to Brodigham like there was an open gate.
Right.
The last 2 quarters, that gate was shut.
Oh,
Jackson
no doubt.
Center collapsed on him, threw a ring around him, 3 players at times, and Brodigham just could not receive the ball.
Well, they shot 28% for the game. I mean, Jackson only shot 33%.
Yeah.
But, hey, that tells you why it was 30. There was only 59 points scored in the game.
And we've got a game. Game on Friday night, 7 o'clock, upper bracket sectional championship.
Oh, I'm excited.
Rushi Jackson Center, 2 close calls in the year for Rushi. In fact, second time around, Monier had to make a buzzer beater in order for Rushi to nip Jackson Center.
I don't see Jackson shooting the ball as poorly Friday night as they did tonight. Now, I mean, they could, but I really don't see that. So I think it's going to be a heck of a game.
Oh, I do too. If Rushi plays nearly as well as the Raiders did tonight, they'll win on Friday.
Yeah, they played very, very well. They're as talented. When they played like they did tonight, they are a very talented basketball team. The Clancy's player of the game for Fairlawn was Drew Brodigham by far. On the other side, I know that Bryce Sosby had 13, but I went with Trent Platfoot. He made 5 of 6 free throws in the fourth quarter and kept the lead at a 2-possession game, and that's why I chose him as my player of the game for Clancy's.
You eke out tourney games with fourth quarter made free throws. Platfoot got it done. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, a few minutes ago, we billboarded our entire array of underwriting sponsors. Thank you so, so much. Again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. They go to that website, goffenafurniture.com. More savings right there. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. A generation after generation of great service. And our anchors, again, American Architectural Glass, Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Again, a big thank you to Local Equipment. We've enjoyed a dozen years here now on scoresbroadcast.com. And Jeff Bray and I simply could not have launched this thing way back 11 and 12 years ago without the help of the fine folks at Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The Tigers won tonight, beating Fairlawn by 5. We return to action tomorrow for the lower bracket sectional semifinals here at Piqua. Two more games for you. Webcast time at 5:45 p.m. First game, 6 o'clock tip. It's Fort Loramie, Bradford. And we expect a real tussle in game two as Botkins goes up against Ansonia, which, based on record, would be a slight favorite. Don't ever count out Brett Meyer's young Botkins Trojans, though. That's our doubleheader tomorrow night. Then upcoming, after a day off on Thursday, we're back here on Friday night with the upper bracket sectional championship, Rushi Jackson Center. Tip off at 7, webcast time 6:45. Three games for you on Saturday, two girls district games. I'm anticipating one to start at 11 that could involve Rushi. Webcast time would be 10:45. Right now on paper, though not official, Fort Loramie is in the third tilt of the afternoon. Against Cedarville. That should be a very good game. And if Rushi plays Tri-Village in the opener, that will be a superb contest as well. Then the upper bracket, or I should say the lower bracket, boys sectional championship here at Piqua on Saturday night. Tip off at 7 on the web, online here on scoresbroadcast.com at 6:45. And that game Saturday night would pit the two winners tomorrow evening.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. I just absolutely love this time of year.
Yep, a lot of fun, Chuck. Layman Catholic gave the Rushi Raiders all they wanted for two quarters, then Rushi
turned it on.
They were jet-propelled the final two quarters. The Raiders were as good a half as Rushi might be able to play. Rushi Jackson Center on Friday evening. Again, two close encounters in the regular season as Jackson Center took Rushi right down to the wire twice. We expect another cliffhanger this coming Friday evening. Once again, our final scores here tonight in game one, it was Rushi over Layman Catholic, and the final spread in that game, Chuck, as I checked my bracket, 61-35.
Yep.
And then in our nightcap game two, Jackson Center survives over Fairlawn 32-27. Ron Mooney, Our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.